That is the sound of Detroit's own Rebecca Goldberg from her EP I released just last year. That is the track Structure here on WDET, getting us in the mindset for movement. It's happening this weekend, returning to Hart Plaza. Huge 3-day multi-stage event. Tickets are still available, by the way. Rebecca Goldberg is joining us live in studio to get us hyped up for this weekend's movement. Welcome to Culture Shift, Rebecca.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me and everyone for tuning in today.
So introduce us to yourself and your musical career so far.
I loved your introduction, but I am an artist, DJ, music producer for a little over the last decade. Based right here in Detroit. I cut my teeth at all the clubs and venues around town, and I've had the privilege to take my music around the world.
I love that. In the legacy and long, glorious legacy of Detroit techno, fitting in here with Rebecca Goldberg here on WDET, playing Movement this weekend, Movement Electronic Music Fest, Hart Plaza, Saturday night at 6:30 at the Detroit stage. So I would love to talk about how you began your career in electronic music, and especially what your earliest influences was. We do this segment called In the Groove here at WDET, and usually take people through what their parents listened to, what was the foundational music of their careers, their childhood, I guess.
Wow, I'm really just a fan, and I think that's how it started. I've always loved music, and shout out mom and dad. They love music too, and there was always something playing in our house or, you know, a performance award show on, and my mom plays the piano and she sang, and my dad loves radios and like old stereo equipment, so I would say that's how it started. And like we talked about earlier, it was really radio for me, and listening to radio shows and FM radio mixes, even by locals like Stacey Hot Wax Hale and DJ Godfather, and their live mixes really opened up the world of electronic music to me specifically.
Man, I feel like getting into being a Detroit techno artist, being a Detroit electronic music artist, there is, again, such a legacy to carry there. You had a wonderful story about meeting Stacey Hot Wax Hale for the first time. Would you tell it to us?
Yeah, I went to a gig, and I think it was a club in Ferndale. And I often just like was waiting in the wings, watching and trying to pick up like technique or just see what DJs were doing. That's when I really first started out, and I introduced myself. But having been a radio DJ, I didn't know by the person's face that I was meeting, you know, the person I was listening to all the time. And she introduced herself, and I'm Stacey Hot Wax Hale, and I couldn't believe it. So, we developed a friendship over the years, and I consider her a mentor and somebody that really paved the way for people like me to continue that legacy. And it is a version of our folk music, and it started right here. So it's important to keep it going and do it the right way and learn from the people who came before you.
Now, you mentioned you were a radio DJ. Was that your start into the world of music, or were you DJing at clubs before then?
It was a little bit of both, and it's actually really a different mindset. You know, in a club, you have your audience visually right there in front of you face to face, and radio, you're often curating for people who might be driving or at home or doing something else. So I was doing a little bit of both, and I like each independently still, and practice both as much as I can.
I love that you made the differentiation between, yeah, it is a totally not totally different vibe, but you know, you are mixing for different people, and you're kind of in radio thinking, again, like people might be driving, people might be cleaning their house, people might be hanging out with their friends, all sorts of things. But then when you're in the club, you are live guiding people's experience.
It's like a one time only kind of thing most of the time. A lot of people record now, but even if you listen back to a club recording, it's never the same as if you were there.
Yeah, and being at a mixing at a club, you know, late into the night, that is a different vibe from what you'll be doing here at Movement Weekend. Saturday, you were playing Saturday at 6:30 at the Detroit stage. Tickets are still available for Movement for weekend passes and day passes. If you have not picked up yours yet, Rebecca Goldberg joining us live in studio, Detroit DJ here on Culture Shift. But please go into that a little bit. So when you are thinking about your set for Movement, what you're going to be getting into people, is there a journey that you're going to take them on through your mix?
Well, this year at Movement, I'm performing a live set, so that's even a little more different than DJing. I'm using my electronic instruments to create music on the spot, on the fly in real time. So there is a bit of preparedness to it and practice, so I'm very comfortable using my machines and equipment, but every time I play what I'm intending to play, it's different. So it's really experiential. The energy of the crowd is gonna determine where we go. And I have this like sandbox of sounds, but what I pull from it just really depends on that hour of how it's going. So you have to be there. It's a one time only. I am gonna record it, but there's nothing like being in the moment.
Nothing like being in the moment, nothing being down at Hart Plaza with the wind coming in from the river. You can smell the water and everything. Everyone is so joyous. That's what I love about Movement, is that all through the day, you just have this sort of, you know, don't be cheesy, but kind of celebration of life and dancing and really beautiful community.
Especially after being off for a few years, you know, like the energy is already so electric and everyone is really looking forward to just getting back there and being together and sharing this music together. And if I could, I wanted to talk about like record culture as well.
Yes,
and that's a really
please.
Big part of Detroit and electronic music. And there's no shortage of amazing producers here. And a lot of them will be performing. I'm featuring a lot of their music in this mix that I recorded for you guys. And shout out to the record shops that support us too. That's a really big part of the culture. Detroit Record Club in Royal Oak, Detroit Threads in Hamtramck, Archer Record Pressing, who handles, you know, pressing so many Detroit techno and house artists and supporting our labels. So without them as part of this, we can't go on either. So
absolutely,
it's a big community, and the festival really brings us all together.
Tons and tons of people, of course, play Movement every year. Coming back again after the pandemic to Hart Plaza this Memorial Day weekend. You can get your tickets over at movementfestival.com. 2 Chainz will be there. Adam Bayer as well will be playing. Tons and tons of artists. You can check the full lineup. Flying Lotus will be there as well. Who are you excited about to see this year, if you do get a chance to get out and get in the crowd?
Aside from like definitely seeing all my local friends be on this platform, we get the pleasure of the international acts. Definitely looking forward to Jeff Mills, a Detroit native, former radio DJ and pioneer of techno music. So he's definitely on my list. Lady Starlight, she is based in New York City. She's the only other female artist who's going to do a live set. So definitely an influence of mine. Erica from Interdimensional Transmissions. So pretty much everyone. I, like I said, I'm a fan, so I'm going to be there the whole time.
Movement Weekend happening this weekend at Hart Plaza, Memorial Day weekend. Head to movementfestival.com to pick up weekend tickets and day passes, still available right now. You know, Rebecca, I mentioned earlier that we do these segments called In the Groove with folks, where we pre-record it and we talk to them. We add in like the music that they talk about that influenced them from the time they were little baby toddlers in their parents', you know, living room to the time they were, you know, a teenager, when you start really branching out on your own so distinctly. But, you know, it's so great to be able to talk to musicians about this and see where their influences of their music line. I know there was one particular track that for you was what really, you know, set your, you know, lit your fire for electronic music.
I distinctly remember the song by Kashmir, the coffee pot, It's Time for the Percolator. That was on Detroit radio every weekend, every mix, and I was definitely still recording mixtapes off the radio when this came out, and it's on most of them. So I love this track. It's just so unique. I know it was on the new dance show, which was a Detroit television show highlighting dance and electronic music, techno. And this was just like really a standout for me.
All right, let's get into it. Percolator here on WDET.
Percolator.
AKA Green Velvet Percolator here on WDET, a definitive track in the influences of DJ Rebecca Goldberg, who is joining us live in studio here. She'll be playing Movement again this Saturday evening, early evening, 6:30 at the Detroit Stage. And get your own tickets at the Detroit Stage presented by JARS. Also in studio here is WDET's Tia Graham.
Yes, you know,
there
right?
You are.
Peek-a-boo. No. No, seriously. Thank you, Amanda. But Rebecca,
by the way, had the same Stacey Hotwax exhale moment with Tia, and I just want to point that out too because she introduced herself and I'm like, "Yeah, that voice was familiar." Yeah. So, it's so cool that you're here too.
Well,
and
thank
nice
you
so much. Nice to
meet
you in person.
Nice to meet you as well, and I listened to your mix like I said. Excuse me, it sounds so Detroit. It felt so Detroit. As soon as I pushed play, I said, oh my gosh, it sounds like what I used to listen to riding with my sister and my siblings, older siblings, Saturday nights, Friday nights, and the mixes that were on during that time. I had no idea that I was going to fall in love with techno and the house and into the electronic movement, but it's so inbred and it envelops all of us here in the city of Detroit. House is for everyone. And can you talk to us a little bit about that experience growing up with house and electronic music being such a powerful force here in the city of Detroit?
We're so lucky to have such access to it. And I think about sometimes, like, what if I grew up somewhere else? Or, you know, would I have found this as soon as I did or at all, or get involved in it in the way that I have? And you're totally right. You know, it is a part of, like, the culture and lifestyle here. And just the influence of the industrial side of Detroit on that music, I mean, that's like where it came from. Mm-hmm. And those sounds and that like machinery type of environment that we're in. So maybe we just naturally gravitate to it because of that. But yeah, it's just as much of an important piece of our culture as, you know, Motown or jazz. Techno is global now, and everybody knows that this is where it came from. So we had the first access to it, and being young and hearing it on the radio was just normal. But looking back, it's probably something a lot of people didn't have access to, and we were getting it firsthand.
Mm-hmm. Spoiled. Very spoiled.
Yes.
Very spoiled. Very spoiled. Thank you.
Definitely got to mention, Rebecca made us an exclusive mix. It is coming up on the dance party in about 20 minutes, a little less than 20 minutes. We'll be getting into that. So give us a little preview of what we'll be listening to, because I know you got some brand new music part of it.
Sure. Like I said, I'm featuring some local artists, some of whom are going to be on the Movement lineup this weekend. Acid Pimp, who is local and shares a release on the record label that I release on, Detroit Underground, so shout out to you. JTC out of Ann Arbor, who runs Bopside Records, and I'm a huge fan. He does a lot of different projects and genres. Staple of the scene, DJ Godfather, is going to have a track in my mix, who's also playing at the festival, a big influence of mine. Loved listening to him on the radio. And then people who are from out of town, Jen April is going to have a remix in this mix. She is now based in Seoul, Korea, but was in Detroit for many years producing music. And then a couple from myself. So I got to talk about my new music. I just released a record called Trois Cent Trois, which means 303 in French and is like a euphemism for acid techno. That's the style of music I predominantly release on vinyl. So this is a vinyl release on Detroit Underground and available this weekend. I'm dropping it on Sunday because why not? Why not fill my plate?
Huge weekend for Detroit's Rebecca Goldberg. She has been joining us live here on Culture Shift. We'll be listening to that new music in just about a little over 15 minutes here on WDET. Thank you so much for joining us, Rebecca.
Thank you. And again, I love how this came about.
Oh, yeah. Me too, on Twitter. Came about on Twitter. You can see Rebecca this Saturday at Movement Festival. It is happening again at Hart Plaza, welcoming it back here, open arms with the city of Detroit. So check her out this weekend at Movement at 6:30. She'll be playing the Detroit stage, presented by Jars, and pick up her new music as well, which is dropping this Sunday. Rebecca, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, guys. Amanda, Tia, really appreciate it.